Welcome, everybody. Let me help you envision, explore, and execute your plans. This is Motivate Me, and I'm Lynette Renda. If body, spirit, or mind is bringing you down, learn how to transform your life with Chelsea Rathy. Before we get started today, I just want to make sure you know you can go to motivatemepodcast.com, and there you're going to find our show notes, links to all of the resources mentioned. You'll find an application to be on the show. You'll have access to our email, and we can direct you to the Motivate Me Ultimate Support System Facebook page, because nothing matters more to me than to connect with my listeners. So I hope I can do that starting right now. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to welcome to the show Chelsea Rathy. She's an adventuress who woke up one day and decided to start living. Chelsea, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. It's truly an honor to be on your show.
That's such a compliment. Thank you so much. I really, really appreciate that. And I know that you have information and experiences that you're going to share with my listeners today that so many of them are going to be able to relate to. Before we get started, can you share with us the quote that you brought?
Yes. I ran across this quote the other day and it really spoke to me. And it really opened up something in my mind and my heart. And it said, when she transformed into a butterfly, the caterpillars spoke not of her beauty, but of her weirdness. They wanted her to change back into what she always had been, but she had wings, by Dean Jackson.
Beautiful. Now tell us how you can connect to that.
I guess, you know, in short words, in a short sentence, it just really defines what I've been through in the last few years and my transformation from a caterpillar to a butterfly, and really waking up one day and just growing and learning how to fly. And also, it also talks about how they didn't speak of her beauty, but they spoke of her weirdness. And I so resonate with that, because that's been some of the obstacles that I've ran into, you know, people that I've loved in my life saying, you know, what's going on with you? Why are you so weird? And I think that's a part of it that I really love about it, because I love being weird. I love being different, and I love embracing that I have wings now and I'm flying, because I know that I'm inspiring more people by being weird and different than I was when I was playing small.
So do you feel like you were always weird, or are you saying since your transformation? And there's a reason why I'm asking you this.
I believe I've always been a little bit weird. I'm to embrace it now more than ever. I've always been hopeful and looked into the future as, you know, with possibility and adventure. And not always in my life did I see that for myself, but I saw it for others.
The reason why I asked you about being weird is because I had a friend recently tell me, and she's divorced for the second time right now, and she started dating this other guy, and I saw a picture of him, and I was like, wow, he doesn't look like her type, but who am I? And, you know, so I just messaged her and I said, who's the dude, like that? And she told me, and then she goes, yeah, he looks pretty tough. She goes, but he likes weird girls. And I thought, that's awesome. And I started thinking about all the guys that I know who are with women who are a little quirky, and they just love it about them.
Yeah. I mean, I've definitely learned to embrace my weirdness more. And I think it's fun. And I've always been kind of weird, and I love that. I'm a little bit different here and there, and it's definitely something to embrace and not hide. And that was a big shift for me, I think, throughout my journey, is really embracing the weirdness instead of trying to hide the weirdness.
Now, we've spoken a couple times, and we spoke again before the show, and we talked about really trying to pin down what exactly Chelsea's passion is, because we want to present it to everybody in a way that you will understand that this can also be your passion, all of it or parts of it. So Chelsea, explain to everybody what your passion is.
I believe my passion is really is a story of becoming your authentic self, is a story of inspiring others by being who you truly are inside and out. I mean, it's living a life that's fulfilled with happiness and joy. And I really think that's my passion, is I getting people to see through the hardships that you've gone through, how that creates this person that is beautiful, no matter who you are and no matter what you've gone through. So that for me is my real passion, is that people really know that their true authentic self is wonderful and beautiful. And that, yeah, I guess that would be my passion in life is knowing that people have that ability to be them and be authentic and love life. And it doesn't matter where you come from or what happened to you. Everybody has this ability to do this.
And you've been on this quest for self-discovery, and you've done this in a couple areas of your life. Tell everybody what kind of triggered this for you, though.
I would say that what triggered this was probably one of the lowest points of my life. Looking back, I had broken off an engagement back in 2011. And I was really lost. I wasn't in a great, healthy relationship at that time. And I knew that there was something more out there. And after the whole broken engagement, I kind of lost myself. I really had no direction. My entire life, the only thing I ever wanted in life was to be a mother and to have a family. And that was the path that I was going on. And I knew it wasn't the right path with this particular person or at this time. And so when it broke off, I became really lost, and I didn't know where I was going, and I didn't have a clue. And so I was looking for love in all the wrong places, because, you know, that's what you did. You went to school, you got married, you have kids, and that was what I wanted. And so for me to not be in that path was like, I didn't know who I was and what I was meant to do. And so, like I said, I was looking for love in all the wrong places. I started to drink pretty heavily, to the point where I would wake up every day just in this depression of loneliness and wanting more, but really not knowing where that was going to come from and how that looked. And I remember one morning waking up, and before I opened up my eyes, I remember hearing the sound of waves, and I was so happy and thinking I was at the ocean. And then I opened up and I looked at my, like, where I was at and what I was doing with my life. And I just remember thinking, oh my gosh, I hate myself. I hate my life right now. And I felt really lost and desperate, I guess, at that moment. And it wasn't until I was speaking with my little sister, and she told me one day after we were in this discussion about what I was doing and why I was going back to where I was at. And I looked at her and I go, I really don't want to go back. And she goes, well, then why are you? And it was took that one sentence that really just switched it for me. And I went, I don't know.
Where were you going?
You know, we were actually heading back to where I was living, which was a small town that I had moved to with my ex-fiance. So I was in the small town that he grew up in, and a beautiful town, beautiful people, but it wasn't where I could grow or where I was going to grow. And actually, I guess in one way, I grew the most in that town. I'm very grateful for that experience, actually. But then at that moment, I just said, you know what, I'm done. I'm moving. Like, I'm going on, and I'm going to start living my life. I mean, there's no reason why I can't do this. And I put in my 30-day notice. I had a really great job and I loved it. And I got paid really well, which was my biggest hang up, was like, oh my gosh, I don't know what I'm going to do with my life. And how am I going to afford to live? And all of these things came up for me. And when I just made that decision, it was like freedom of just everything, of all this stuff that I was holding on to. And that power of choice, of like making that choice to move, was just, I still remember the feeling of like, wow, I can do this. And I left September 6th of 2012. And since that day, it's been an awesome journey, So
what has made your journey awesome?
Well, I moved home. I lived with my parents. I guess I was 29. I had moved home with my parents. which was fun and challenging all in itself, but they are so supportive and loving that it was amazing. It's an amazing experience to be back at home. And I decided that day, or like when I got back, that I was gonna take on my health. And so I started taking a women's boot camp called Adventure Boot Camp for Women. And it was like this whole new light lit up in me. I mean, I was working out with women and they were supportive, and this environment of people who, you know, loved and supported you and cheered you on and kept you accountable, because, you know, you didn't want to miss or you didn't want to be late, you know. So I jumped right in and I loved it. I loved working hard. I was a college athlete. I played softball for my entire life. So it was like being back on the field and having like a purpose again. And so I jumped into it. I loved it. And then that kind of spiraled all this other stuff that happened since then. You know, the trainers, the owners of the boot camp inspired me to become a trainer myself, which I always thought that would be really great. And I never even dreamed that I could do it. And I did it and got my certificate, started training with the boot camp. And that was really like the beginning of this whole health journey that I've been on. And about a year and a half into it, I was introduced to Isagenics, which was like a whole nother side to it that I was like, wow, you know, not only did I, you know, I felt great working out, eating good, like now I had this whole other component of like nutrition. And I was like, I released altogether 50 plus pounds and I was like a completely different person.
Let me just tell everybody that Isagenics is a nutritional cleansing program, and it happens to be, and Chelsea and I did not know each other, but it happens to be the same program I use. And when I'm doing what I need to be doing and feeling great about it, I am using Isagenics. It's an amazing product, isn't it, Chelsea?
Oh, yeah. And the company, I mean, I think that was the biggest thing too, because not only did I have this community with the boot camp women, now I have this whole community of support with this nutritional program. It's like, oh, wow. Like I just grew my support system by millions. And it was amazing because you feel good from the inside out. Like it's like that little missing piece to your body just needs something that it has. It's amazing.
I don't know if it's just the vitamins or the nutrients, but I never feel as good. I never sleep as well. It's crazy. And then I always say to myself, why do you get off that program? And I battle to get back on, to get disciplined again.
Oh, and you know, the greatest thing is the best part is you really get, it's a really a lifestyle. Like you get to add it in to make it fit you. And that's what I love too, is it wasn't like I was dieting. I never felt like I was dieting. I felt like I was living, like I was actually living. And even the times that I got to, you know, have a little bit of a treat here and there, like it was, I enjoyed it. Like I am going to have this hamburger and I like my beer and I'm going to enjoy it. Like I'm just going to enjoy it.
I will say though that when I do Isagenics and then I go and have a regular meal, yep, the only thing that bothers me is the salt. Yeah. Everything, regular food tastes so salty. I have to be careful about what regular food I order, because all those things that you think you like so much don't taste as good.
Oh, yes. And that's, you get done and you're going, I don't even know if I really needed that, but you're good. You're satisfied for a while.
Pizza. You always need pizza.
Right? I was going to say that.
I don't know why. Whenever I get on Isagenics within a week, I'm like, I'm dying for pizza.
And the good kind, like the really like Italian, like really nice crust. Yeah.
Well, you do know that I'm in New Jersey, right? We are the capital of amazing pizza.
Oh, I would love to. Well, I will be there. I will be there eventually. So we'll have to have some pizza when I get there.
Absolutely. So, okay. So this was your challenge. So you started exercising and then you started doing a nutritional cleansing program that made you feel great. Mm-hmm. What happened next?
Well, so then after that, I was introduced by the same person that introduced me to the boot camp and to Isagenics. She had gone through this leadership development program, and one day I was looking at one of the emails she'd sent to me, and I'm like, you know, I'm kind of interested in what this has to offer. And there just happened to be a class in Montana that in like a few weeks. So I'm thinking, okay, I'm gonna jump into this. I'm gonna do this. I don't know how, I don't know where or what's gonna happen, but I felt like there was still that missing piece to me that, you know, that belief, that worthiness of myself that I was like earning for. I needed that little piece. And so I jumped in and went to Personal Mastery in Whitefish, Montana, which was like 7 hours away from where I was. And that weekend changed my life. I remember thinking, wow, this is how I show up in the world. And now that I was aware of it, I was like, I've got to keep going. The day I left for PM, I actually found out the bootcamp that I was working for was being sold and I was going to lose my job. And so now not only did I have absolutely no idea what was going to happen next, I was, you know, now with this huge gift of awareness, I was going, well, I guess, you know, this is all meant to happen the way it's supposed to happen. And thank goodness I went at that time, because I think having that support of being in that realm of possibility thinking rather than, oh my gosh, my life is over, I lost my job, I'm not going to have any money, I don't know, you know, and spiral that way. I had this whole sense of like, oh my gosh, I can do, this would be perfect timing because now I get to find my purpose in life.
I was just going to say to you that I could hear the energy shift in your voice when you were talking about the beginning of the story and to what you're talking about right now, which is ironic considering you're talking about losing your job, but your energy level is still very high.
Yeah, it was a blessing, not because of a place to work. It was because it wasn't my journey. And I truly believe God puts things in your life for a reason. And this was exactly the right time at the right place. And I took off from that. I mean, I call it the fast track. I mean, there's four different levels to this program with Clemmer and Associates. And I, 2 weeks later, was the next level, which was advanced leadership. And I went, oh, I've got to go. I had $100 to my name and I gave them $100. I was like, I don't know how I'm going to come up with it, but here you go. I'm going because I'm investing in myself. And at that moment was like, bam, things started happening that I can't even explain to you. I mean, I had people come out and support me in ways that I'm so grateful for. And people supported my dreams because they truly believed in me. And that's powerful because now I get to do that for others. And so went to ALS the advanced leadership in 2 weeks. I get done with advanced leadership and I was like, oh my gosh, the next level is all about finding your purpose. And I'm like, I got to go. It's a week. And at this point, I hadn't worked. So I had absolutely no money. I hadn't paid my bills. I'm like, I don't know how I'm going to do this. I don't know how it looks. And that's okay. I'm going to figure it out. And I did it. I figured out the money to get there. And, you know, again, got supported by people that I didn't even know the week prior to that. I mean, I had a whole mess of people that were supporting me in a way that I'd never experienced that. And I was like, wow, this is so cool. And I was a mess, you know, I was like, oh my gosh, I don't know what's going on. Like there's so much change in a little bit of time. And I can't wait. So went on to Heart of the Samurai in San Diego. I get down there and it was an interesting week. I learned a lot about myself. And that week I realized that I hadn't voted for myself in a long time, and I'd been playing really small in my life. And that week, I figured out what my purpose was, and my purpose was to inspire people to live happy and fulfilled lives. And that was mind-blowing to me. So, of course, I get done with that, and I'm like, I got to go on.
Chelsea, I just want to point out to you that, you know, here you are, and you want to inspire people, and you're doing it right now.
Yes. Yeah. it's an amazing feeling.
So everything happens for a reason. And you know, if you didn't have that experience with your ex-fiance, and if you didn't get to the dredges, then you wouldn't have dug yourself out in order to take these risks and throw everything to the wind to be a little bit more carefree in your life, to follow things that only served you well.
Right.
You know? So then what happened? You're done with your program now?
At that point, I had, again, I had went almost an entire month, went through three of the levels and hadn't really been paid. I know, really was at that point of like, okay, this is great. I found my purpose and I have no idea what I'm going to do. And again, I was supported in a way where I created in 7 weeks, I set a goal. I set a goal to create X amount of, or well, it was $9,000 so that I could pay my bills and also pay for the next level, which was starting in February. So like or in January. So at this moment, I can't even fathom $9,000. And some people, $9,000 is like $100. And for me, I mean, at this point, I had no idea how it was going to happen. And again, I surrounded myself with people that supported me and kept me accountable. And I set these goals and I hit my goal every single week, or I had a risk. My risk was I was going to get a job at a fast food restaurant, which would be totally against everything I believe. So I was, okay, I got to do this. And every week I pushed through and it was amazing what happened. I mean, you know, I worked hard and I achieved it. I actually achieved $11,000 and not $9,000. And so that was just blew me out of the water. So then I kept on going, got through the last section of it. And now that kind of spiraled into this whole new adventure that I've started on in the last couple months. So,
well, first I want to say that, you know, when we put energy out into the world, energy attracts like energy, right? Mm-hmm. So
for sure.
You were filling yourself up with all of this amazing awareness. And I know it probably sounds very odd to people who are not used to hearing terms like living an authentic life or raising your consciousness, raising your awareness. But, you know, if we do talk a lot on this show about life being a process, about having your life purpose, about are we living in victim energy, conflict energy, or are we living in energy that's going to build us up and serve the world? And that's what you're talking about here. You pulled yourself out of that victim and conflict energy, and you filled yourself with responsibility, with nurturing of other people, with service, with strength. And then that's what started coming back to you. I truly believe that.
For sure. And because of this, because of my journey so far, I mean, I completely changed my life and the way I look at people and learning who people are. And I mean, it's just been a really amazing experience from the beginning. And you're right, the energy you put out in this world is what you get back. And I'm not going to say that the whole time was all butterflies and rainbows. I mean, it was hard. And, you know, life happened and naysayers love to come in and try to beat you down. And there was times where I truly didn't know if this was the right path. And because I surrounded myself with a lot more of the positive people in my life, that's the energy that I kept going for and kept pulling towards. And that's what got me through it. I mean, that's what's keeping me getting through it. and every challenge that every day brings. And that's really the exciting part is what you put out there is really what you get back.
Right. And the fact that we learn from the obstacles in our lives. And you have learned so much from all of these different obstacles. What do you think you've learned about yourself?
That I'm a powerful woman. I'm worthy. I am inspiring. I'm beautiful. I am whole and complete just the way that I am. Let me tell you, that one took a long time to really love and accept about me. And I am. I'm whole and complete exactly the way I am. And I love the weirdness about me. I love the craziness. And I have something to offer this world. And that's been the really exciting part that I've learned about myself. I don't get to play small anymore because I know that I have something big to offer.
And I think that you're showing listeners that it is hard work, but if you put the work in, this is what can come out.
Right.
And the other thing is too, I mean, you're going to tell us what you're doing all around the country right now, because I know you're traveling all around. I know currently today you're in Arizona.
Yes.
But people don't have to leave the comfort of their home to to make these same transformations. This is, as Dr. Dyer says, all in your mind. Mm-hmm. Where do you want to be? Where are you now? Where are you going? How are you going to get there? And what's your first step? So tell us what you're doing now.
Well, right now, I took off in August and just decided to go on this adventure. I've always loved traveling. Every time I go traveling, there's something that happens to me. And I love the ocean. So that's my ultimate goal, is to find my house on the ocean with the man of my dreams. So I decided to take off, and I went through Washington, and I met with a lot of my Clemmer friends, which was awesome. So I just stayed at friends. I couch surfed, which was amazing, because not only did I get to see my friends and be with my friends in their environment, I got to be with them and help them out in their times where, you know, the things that they're doing. You know, I have a friend in Washington who is an advocate for women and going in and helping these women that get put in these rings of human trafficking. So she put herself into that. And so I got to learn about that. I got to be a part of that. And that was huge, you know, and then going down the coast, I got to stay with family. Some of them I had never even met. And I saw friends from college, and I was like, wow, like, this is so amazing. I got to spend some of the most amazing moments of my life in 1 month. And it was truly because I just decided one day that I was going to start living. And it was amazing. It was such an amazing journey. And so, you know, now I went back for a month, and I love my home in Billings, Montana. I mean, I've grew up there and I love it. And being home for a month was like, I know that I'm growing bigger than here, and I was ready to go again. And so I came down through Colorado, got to spend an amazing weekend with friends for a wedding. And then, you know, now I'm in Arizona, just living up and soaking up this wonderful sun in the middle of October. And my goal is to head towards Texas, Florida, and up the East Coast, and which has been my ultimate dream. And it doesn't always have to look that way either. I'm totally open for whatever comes my way. So
I'm sure a lot of people are wondering how you are footing this bill.
Well, a lot of that is through my Isagenix business. I have gotten to the point where I have a monthly income. And part of the reason being here in Arizona is I get to really get uncomfortable and grow this business to where it can be. Because I love what it does, like we said earlier. I mean, I love what it does for myself. And what's really been exciting about it is what it does for other people that I've loved, I care about. And that's the really cool part, is I get to be paid for helping people take on their lives too. And if it's done such an amazing job for me, why wouldn't I want to share it? So that's part of why I'm staying here in Arizona for a couple months, just kind of getting my feet in there and really pushing it to the grind and get this so that I'm supporting myself with an abundance of money, which is definitely still one of my many programs that I get to get uncomfortable with, is working towards, you know, that financial freedom so that I can go anywhere at any time.
You know what I'm seeing for you, Chelsea? I'm seeing two things. Number one, like I'm a psychic or something. And we did have a psychic air today on the show, which is great. But what I am seeing for you is, just based on, because I don't know what it is about me analyzing everybody's life processes and how one thing leads to the next. But I feel like, first of all, you should be journaling about every single stop that you took and all the different things that you got to do. And you should be journaling that, because that would be a fabulous book. I think you called it, I Lived a Life in 30 Days. That would be amazing. You had great experiences. You could even then start journaling again from when you leave Arizona and all the things that happen to you in the next part two, which would be really cool. So that's my suggestion for you, because it would be interesting and encouraging to people who just want to feel free, even if it's just for 30 days. These are the type of experiences you might be able to have. That's one thing I want to say. The other thing that I see that you could probably do is, you know, you're really becoming well-rounded with health inside and out, with coaching techniques, with being a strong woman, that you can absolutely do webinars and seminars, workshops, and you're obviously not afraid to drive around the country, you could set them up in different places in the country and you could start doing that. I think that people would be interested in that. And the last thing I want to say about what we were just talking about here, what you were talking about, is isn't it funny with Isagenix, whenever you talk about it, you just feel like a walking commercial. And there's no other way to talk about something that works so great than to sound like a commercial. But I can only say this to my listeners because, of course, there's no intention for me to say, hey, go buy Isagenix or anything like that. There's all different programs out there. And if that's what you're into, do your thing. That's not my place to sell a product. But what's funny is that I don't like feeling like a commercial. And when I was a teacher and I was using Isagenix and I was telling this one male teacher about how great it is, you know, he was making fun of me, of course. And 6 months later, him and his wife are huge proponents and they both sell it now. So I just thought that was funny. So I apologize to listeners if they think we sound like a commercial, but we just, when you truly believe in something, I'm not going to act like I don't. And that's it. That's who I am.
Right.
So what book can you recommend for my listeners who kind of want to suck in this mentality that you're putting out?
You know, that's been a part of my journey too, is really reading a lot of different books. And because I'm driving a lot, I also listen to a lot of them.
That's what I was going to ask you. Do you listen to audible.com?
Oh yeah. I have a monthly. Yeah. We're tight. And I've actually been listening to the book called the 10X Rule by Grant Cardone. And it blows my mind every time I listen. I think I've listened to it 3 times. I mean, I've been on the road quite a bit. So that book, I just keep going to, and there's just so much in that book. And his enthusiasm is probably the best part about the whole book. It's really taking on your life and timesing everything by 10. And, you know, and it has this philosophy. It's like, okay, so you want to create $10,000. Okay, so you're going to get to $10,000 and then what? It really talks about the 10X rule is really about, you know, going for abundance and say 100,000. And then, you know, if you don't make your goal to 100,000, you're still at 50. Well, I guess, you know, like it's like looking at the and more. And that to me is huge in every section of your life. You know, it's not just about money. It's about, you know, your relationships with people. If you think, you know, coming home and giving a hug and a kiss and saying, I love you is enough, times that by 10 and you're going to have the relationship that you love and desire. Just everything in your life, taking this whole mind frame of and more, you're just, it's opening up all these possibilities of this world of abundance. And I love that. I love that feeling. So that book has really gotten me going. And so that's the book I would recommend right now.
It's such a benefit for me to interview people and to get all these great perspectives. It makes me want to read that book now because I totally get that's, you can't play small when you know this. It's when you know certain information, you can't pretend like you don't know it anymore.
Right. And it's so exciting. It's a little scary and it's so exciting. I mean, it's just, I totally get that. Totally feel you on that.
Okay. So this is the Express to Success, Envision, Explore, Execute. So if we have somebody who's listening, and I know there's many people listening right now who are thinking, I need a transformation in my life, whether it's in all of the areas that you transformed in, Chelsea, and if we were to sum them up, we would say physical, emotional, financial, just to be free like you're doing. And that's a lot of people don't have that. Majority of people don't have that. I really don't actually know many people who are just nomads right now. So how can people envision this transformation for themselves?
Start dreaming again. That's been the biggest thing for me is I kept pushing all this stuff down like, I'm going to travel when I get to this point or this, or when I do this, or, you know, I'm going to do this when I start doing this. And it was like, I turned off that light that I had turned on when I was a child, like get childlike and dream again, draw it out and see what happens when you see it on paper. It's an amazing experience. And be your authentic self. So finding things that you love, that you want to keep going. And if you don't know what you love, start doing different things. Because, I mean, maybe it's taking a yoga class, or it's walking your dog around the park. I mean, whatever it is, just doing something different and finding those things that you love so that you start dreaming again, you start turning that light on.
Okay. So to envision, dream it. Just start dreaming and exploring in your dreams and think big. So yes, to explore it then.
So to explore the different options, for me, it's really investing in yourself. So if there's something that is an opportunity that presents to you that you have doubts about, but you're getting that like, oh, I'd really like to do that, and I can't do that right now, or, but I can't do that right now, do it, figure it out. Play full out in your life. That's the biggest thing, is invest in yourself. And when you start getting that ucky stomach feeling, that's when you want to go for it, because that I call them puker flies. That those are the best kind of puker flies to have, is you know you're on the right track, and try it. And if you don't like it, you don't like it, and you know, and you can move on. But just invest in yourself and your mind, body, and soul.
So to execute,
find something that you love to do. Anything. Like I said before, I mean, I guess it's repetitive, but it really is. Find something that you love to do to fill yourself up, because if you don't have anything in your cup to give, you aren't, you have nothing left to give the world. And you want to find people who build you up. So you want to find people to surround yourself with and be a part of that is going to build you up, not bring you down. And that is such a huge key for me. And for me, it was going to Clemmer and going to the seminars and really investing in my personal development, because that to me was the game changer in my life. And so whatever that looks like, find something that you can do to invest in yourself. Personal development is one of the most amazing things that I've ever found.
That is really great advice, to invest in personal development. I don't think anybody's ever said that on the show yet. So I really do like that. So what closing advice could you give everybody?
I say start your day with a grateful heart and a positive thought, and be mindful of how you show up in the world, and just love every second, and really take your life on full out. You only have one chance to live. And it's an amazing experience when you allow yourself to really let yourself live.
So I know that we've already made you a part of the Motivate Me Ultimate Support System, our private group on Facebook, and people will be able to come reach out to you there. But is there any private contact information that you'd like to share?
You can contact me on my Facebook page, my personal one, Chelsea Rathi, R-A-T-H-I-E is how you spell my last name. I guess that would be probably the best place to find me. I don't have a website yet.
Right. No, I understand. Trust me, Facebook is a great go-to. I do a ton of communicating that way too. So, Chelsea, I just want to thank you very much for coming on the show today. I know that your story was inspirational to so many. I know there's parts of me that needed to hear what you had to say too, to say, Lynette, get in gear, girl.
10x it.
I'm about to 10x it. Okay, so do you have a final thought that you would like to give our listeners as a go do? What should they go do today?
Go do something outrageous and different. Try something different today. If that's just having a positive thought rather than a negative one, do that. That's what I would say. Go do something different and just have a great day. Like, go to bed happy.
Choose happiness. I like it.
Right.
Thank you so much, Chelsea. Listeners, remember, you motivate me. I'm Lynette Renda.